USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is finding a likely association between a rare heart condition in younger people, mostly after they've received their second COVID shot, particularly for men under age 30. Data published by the health agency shows there's been more than 1,200 cases of myocarditis in young people who've received Pfizer's or Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. They found most cases occur within 1 week after the second dose of the vaccine, with chest pain as the most common side effect. Amid criticism from Democrats and some Republicans, Vice President Harris set to visit the southern border in El Paso, Texas on Friday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will join the Vice President. Harris's trip precedes a scheduled border visit from former President Donald Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're tired of the old cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax TV. More than 40 million Americans are tuning in, making Newsmax the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Every minute, every day, Newsmax gives you the real news you can trust. With top analysts, hosts, and guests like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and so many more. It's easy to watch. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. Get Newsmax free on streaming platforms like Roku, Zumo, Pluto, YouTube, and most smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Remember, Newsmax is different than most cable news networks. You can get it for free on your smartphone. So download the Newsmax app and start watching right now. Join the Newsmax revolution and get us everywhere. Online at Newsmax.com, on your cable channel, your smart TV, and your smartphone. Because when news breaks, you need a trusted source. It's Newsmax.
States across the country are taking note of an election audit taking place.
As Arizona is wrapping up this week the audit of the 2020 presidential election in Maricopa County, Michigan's Sheboygan County voted Tuesday to authorize a hand recount of the 2020 election. Sheboygan County Board of Commissioners voted 4-3 to authorize a letter to Michigan's Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson requesting the recount. Last month, Georgia was set to do an audit. More than 145,000 Fulton County absentee ballots will be reviewed as part of the audit in the 2020 presidential election. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
At least six people are injured after a pedestrian bridge collapsed in Washington, D.C. First responders say four of those injured were taken to a hospital. A truck that was also partially underneath the bridge is experiencing a diesel fuel leak. The Washington Metropolitan Police Department is in the early stages of investigating the cause of the collapse. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
House Republican leaders are holding a press conference, and Minority Leader and California Congressman Kevin McCarthy says that Republicans will introduce a slew of bills to hold China accountable and investigate the origin of COVID-19.
We can no longer wait for this Democrat majority to get to the bottom of where this virus came from. So that's why we have proposed 8 pillars that will deliver the transparency and justice all Americans are calling for.
McCarthy continues by saying China needs to be held accountable for bringing the coronavirus pandemic to the world.
This pandemic, we did not invite, but we have spent the ingenuity of America to defeat it. But they must be held accountable for their lies.
As Game 1 of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals is set to tip off tonight between the Milwaukee Bucks and Atlanta Hawks at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, we now know who has the first pick in the NBA draft.
The Detroit Pistons have won the number one overall pick in the NBA's draft lottery. The Houston Rockets will pick second, the Cleveland Cavaliers third, the Toronto Raptors fourth, and the Orlando Magic fifth. It's just the third time in franchise history and the first since 1970 that Detroit will select first overall. Their pick in 1970 was future Hall of Famer Bob Lanier. The 2021 NBA Draft will be held on July 29th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.